In business, there is a saying that says to be successful it's all about location, location, location. The same principle is being used in the decision to locate two harm reduction supply vending machines in Moose Jaw. The Saskatchewan Health Authority, SHAW, wants the vending machines in areas more accessible to intravenous drug users so they are made use of. So far, the SHAW has decided upon a downtown location at the Crescent View Clinic site where harm reduction supplies are presently being handed out. Additionally, the SHAW is looking at a South Hill location, a location that remains elusive after three proposed sites have already been rejected. The move is not without controversy with a proposed South Hill location in the 4th Avenue SE Business District, between Home Street West and Coteau Street West, drawing opposition from residents and at least one longtime business. I don't want this machine near my home. It will just bring more meth heads. We need the police, a South Hill resident said under the condition of anonymity. The longtime resident's anonymity was requested because they have a well-found fear of retribution from drug users and dealers who reside in the same neighborhood. In written responses, the SHAW gave their reasons and criteria for installing the machines in the community. Proposed locations for harm reduction services take into account client data, proximity to other harm reduction services, counseling, free supplies, etc., as well as consultation with providers and partners like the RCMP, firefighters, paramedics and the community. The SHAW engaged with the South Hill Planning Committee on the proposed Palliser Library, South Hill, location. Consultation with community associations, partners and the public is important to the success of this project, so those consultations will be ongoing for the foreseeable future. The two sites recommended through community and partner consultations are Crescent View and the Palliser Library, South Hill. The SHAW wrote to explain the location of the machines. Presently, a pharmacy located in the surrounding neighborhood distributes methadone to addicts. Methadone is used as a less harmful replacement for people who are addicted to some types of narcotics and prescription medication. It should be noted that not everyone who is addicted to prescription drugs took them recreationally, but they became addicted to them after being prescribed the medication by a doctor. OxyContin was prescribed for pain after injuries, and the formerly touted non-addictive medication left behind people who are now lifelong addicts. Not everyone who attended the meeting held at the Palliser Regional Library was in favor of the proposed location. The Southwest Daycare and Early Learning Center was one of the attendees at the community meeting who do not favor the proposed Palliser Regional Library site. In a letter sent out to parents, the daycare wrote staff and board members have many concerns about the proposed location. A copy of the letter was received from a concerned confidential source and not from the daycare itself. The letter stated concerns are born out of the very limited information that seems to be provided to the general public regarding the initiative. See page 1 of the letter below. On page 2 of their letter to parents with children at the center, they were informed the center was in opposition to the proposed vending machine and needle exchange location for a variety of reasons. The reasons included the area already had two nearby elementary schools, two daycares, parks and ball fields. Additionally, there was already notable drug issues in the vicinity of the Southwest daycare. Speaking off the record, other area businesses and residents confirmed there are drug issues in the neighborhood. The daycare's letter also included reference to the province's anti-tobacco initiative, where tobacco is now no longer sold where it is visible to minors, as an attempt to make it socially unacceptable and reduce use. Not only is the proposed location close to children, it is also placed right in the line of sight of the seniors' apartment building, the letter stated. An attempt was made to get further comment from the Southwest Daycare on their concerns, but a response was not available before publication. It needs to be noted that a daycare adjacent the Southwest Daycare, the YMCA daycare operated by the Regina YMCA, did not attend the community consultation meeting despite being invited to it. For their part, the SHAW responded they wanted to continue to address community concerns about the location of the vending machine, needle exchange. The SHAW primary care team in Moose Jaw has established contact with daycare leaders, and there is ongoing planning for a meeting to discuss community concerns. This face-to-face dialogue will continue as community engagement on this initiative is extremely important to the SHAW. The SHAW wrote in response in an email. Asked if other locations had been considered, the SHAW said only the Palliser Regional Library site had been. The two sites recommended through community and partner consultations are Crescent View, South Hill, and the Palliser Library, the Shah wrote, adding, as mentioned previously, public consultation with such a project is paramount to its success, so that will continue. The Shah will continue to engage community members to answer any questions or concerns brought forward. The lack of information available to the general public was a major concern the Southwest Daycare and Early Learning Center expressed in their letter to parents. In initial planning stages, three other locations had been considered and were ultimately rejected before the Shah looked at the Palliser Regional Library parking lot site. Why the need for the machines, increased hours of access to harm reduction services was identified as a key recommendation during recent Drug Task Force public consultations. Harm reduction vending machines and lockers will expand access by providing 24-hour availability to harm reduction supplies, the Shah wrote when asked why the need for the vending machines. According to the province's website, the Drug Task Force, DTF, is an intersectoral group of leaders who are concerned with problematic substance use in Saskatchewan. Representatives include provincial government ministries, health, social services, corrections, policing and public safety, the chief medical health officer, provincial coroner, police organizations, Saskatoon and Regina Police Services, RCMP, the Saskatchewan Health Authority, and the Saskatoon Tribal Council. Vending machines are part of the puzzle to combat addiction and diseases that spread due to addiction issues. The Shah is currently exploring new ways to deliver harm reduction services. Vending machines, that can only be accessed by authorized clients, are one way to provide 24/7 access to safe supplies that reduce the spread of bloodborne illness and infection among people living with addictions issues, the Shah additionally wrote. The machines are being installed in Saskatchewan communities as a means to distribute harm reduction supplies, clean needles, sterile water and the opioid overdose medication naloxone, marketed under the trade name Narcan, as a means to prevent overdose deaths and prevent the spread of AIDS and hepatitis C through the sharing and reuse of intravenous needles. Since 2016, Saskatchewan has seen a steady increase in overdose totals. In 2019, there were 179 deaths, but with the pandemic, the numbers increased from 322 deaths in 2020 and 388 in 2021. Now the province is on pace to set another record in overdose deaths in 2022. Presently, Saskatchewan has the highest transmission rates of HIV in Canada with 237 diagnoses in 2021, up from the 184 cases diagnosed in 2020. Hepatitis C rates nationally were 30.4 per 100,000 people, whereas Saskatchewan had an infection rate of 52.5 per 100,000 people. Vending machines have been set up in communities such as Lloydminster, North Battleford and Meadow Lake, two at hospitals and one at a community clinic to service clients after hours. Right now, it is unknown when the vending machines will be installed in the community. Editor's note: unfortunately, the interview with the Shah to discuss their recommendations and reasoning regarding the vending machines was cancelled and will be rescheduled. The Shah said they would like to discuss the need for harm reduction to help the public understand the issue. Others with concerns are welcome to make comments as well, if they choose. The original story can be read on the MJ Independent website.